It's Tuesday, March 19th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Earlier this month, a 35-year-old mother of three was kidnapped in Pakistan and forced to convert to Islam and marry a Muslim. International Christian Concern reports that her original husband, a Christian named Naveed Iqbal, is fighting to obtain a legal decision to disqualify the fraudulent marriage and prosecute the kidnapper. His court hearing is scheduled for today. Pray for justice for this poor Christian family in Pakistan. Christian pastors across the U.S. are celebrating today, especially those who live on a shoestring. A federal appeals court tossed out the atheist challenge, which would have removed the pastor's housing allowance. This would have saddled American pastors with an approximate liability of $1 billion. The suit originated with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist group, claiming that the IRS exemption allows pastors to, quote, render unto God that which is Caesar's, end quote. However, after hearing the arguments by the Beckett Fund, the Seventh Circuit concluded that, quote, this tax provision falls into the play between the joints of the Free Exercise Clause and the Establishment Clause, end quote. Pastor Steve Walker from Central Valley Presbyterian Church in Modesto, California, told The Worldview that this was good news for pastors and others who have relied on this exemption for many years.
What a lot of people may not know is that there are many, many non-religious employees who receive tax-exempt housing for their jobs when that housing is furnished for the convenience of the employer. And not only that, but the housing allowance is not just an exemption for Protestants, but it's available to any religion. So I think in both arenas, religious versus non-religious and Protestant versus non-Protestant, there's no partiality being shown to clergy in this.
Charlotte Pence, the vice president's daughter, has honored her father and provided impetus to the pro-life message in an editorial she wrote for the Washington Times over the weekend. She called abortion, quote, systematic violence and oppression at its barest form, end quote. Charlotte attends Harvard Divinity School. For St. Patrick's Day, President Trump and the First Lady attended St. John's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C. Bloomberg News reporter Jennifer Jacobs noted that Trump also, quote, occasionally attends holiday services at Bethesda by the Sea Episcopal Church when he's at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, end quote. The American Episcopal Church is taking a quote-unquote pause in their ecumenical relations with the United Methodist Church after the Methodists voted not to officiate homosexual faux weddings. David Simmons, rector of St. Matthias Episcopal Church in Waukesha, Wisconsin, pointed out that, quote, Methodists include at least as many LGBTQ clergy and laypeople as the Episcopal Church, and they are fighting for their church, end quote, reports the Episcopal News Service. Proverbs 11:20 reminds us that those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their ways are his delight. Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished. The U.S. Supreme Court again took the side of homosexuals and against private property rights in a Hawaiian case where a Christian-owned B&B turned away a lesbian couple, reports Hawaii News Now. Phyllis Young owns and operates the three-bedroom Aloha Bed and Breakfast in Honolulu and was accused of breaking the state's anti-discrimination law when she refused to provide hospitality to homosexuals engaged in unnatural relations. The Christian woman lost her case at the Hawaii Intermediate Court of Appeals last year, and the Supreme Court is letting the lower court decision stand. Christians view this case as virtually sealing persecution for Christian business owners who refuse accommodation for homosexuals around the country. And just for what it's worth, we already checked. You need to be aware that Phyllis's Yelp account has been review bombed by the Homosexual Troll Brigade. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." After a single gunman killed 50 people at a Christchurch mosque last Friday, New Zealand's national government is working on fixing the problem of violence by tightening gun laws in the nation, reports Reuters. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said her cabinet is working on tightening gun ownership for New Zealand's 5 million citizens.
This ultimately means that within 10 days of this horrific act of terrorism, we will have announced reforms which will, I believe, make our community safer.
Ardern said in a news conference Monday that her cabinet is unified on the plan. And finally, a homeless 8-year-old Christian refugee from Nigeria, Africa, won the New York State Chess Championship for his age group, reports USA Today. The family had fled persecution from the radical Islamic sect Boko Haram, and they've been living in a homeless shelter in Manhattan since. Young Tani Adewami has only been playing chess for a year, but he told the New York Times that he wants to be the, quote, youngest grandmaster, end quote. A GoFundMe campaign to provide for a home for Tani and his family has already produced over $137,000 in 3 days toward the original $50,000 goal, with a little help from actress Olivia Wilde. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, March 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.